This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Jazz Cafe, a one-hour smorgasbord of jazz from the dawn of the recording age to the present day. Join me, Lou McConnell, Thursday live at 11 a.m, repeated on Sunday at 4 p.m. ORFM Dunedin, brought to you by Rhubarb on Highgate. Yes, 11 a.m. Thursday at Otago Access Radio, of course. It's time for our regular weekly slot for Jazz Cafe. Lou McConnell here for the hour. Voice going a wee bit on him today for some reason, but I'll get through. I'll get through, he said, was his cry. Okay. The Nagel Higher All-Stars, led by trumpeter Randy Sankey. I said before, Randy getting a bit long in the tooth. Randy played for Benny Goodman, and Betty got his wings a few years back. But anyway, I digress, as usual. So we're going to start kick-off with Rose of Washington Square. And the Broadway Rose, she obviously got from Washington Square to Broadway Square fairly quickly. And I'm reading from a very small print here. And then we'll go for Charlie Parker's Scrabble from the Apple. So without further ado, we're away. Thank you.
Reed on the piano, Eric Reed.
Scrabble from the Apple, Charlie Parker's legendary composition, amongst many others. But poor old Charlie came to an early demise. He abused his body to an incredible extent. But, you know, he'd mix up whiskey with the drugs. The heroin, I think, was the drug of choice in those days. When he died, he was 32, and the coroner, he died and went as a John Doe. They weren't quite sure who he was. And the coroner said it was the body of a 62-year-old man. Boy, that's some abuse, isn't it? But anyway, that was Charlie, and that was Scrabble from the Apple. So let's take a couple more. 52nd Street theme, and then the boys will take a pretty good take on Take the A-Train. It's interesting how these guys, what's the word I'm looking for here, play to 52nd Street theme. They put it to music. Grand Central was another one. Nostalgia in Times Square, Slumming on Park Avenue. So we're going to listen to 52nd Street theme and then Take the A-Train. We'll be right back. Take the A-Train. I wonder how many versions of that Duke would never have believed it. It could be so many. But it's a nice one to play, and Those guys played it very well. The A-Train actually ran non-stop from Harlem to Manhattan. And it was a great way of getting into town for the black musos and their supporters, hangers-on and that. And, so, of course, the A-Train, New York, the Big Apple, the Big A, and take the A-Train. So there we have it. Next one's an interesting one. It's a vocal. It's an old one. Hopefully it's going to work for us. If there's too many imperfections, then I'll flag it. But these guys called themselves, they're a vocal group, they call themselves the Ink Spots. Can you believe it? Could you believe that? If someone started up a band in Dunedin over the weekend and called themselves the Ink Spots, it'd be disaster, wouldn't it? It'd be hell to pay, to put not too fine a point on it. Anyway, these guys were hugely popular way back in the 60s, and see what you think.
If I didn't care more than words can say, if I didn't care, would I feel this way? My head go round and round while my heart stands still. If I didn't care, would it be the same? Would my every prayer begin and just your name? And would I be sure that this is love beyond compare? Would all this be true if I didn't
if I didn't care? Honey, child, more than words can say. If I didn't care, darling, would I feel this way? Baby, if this isn't love, I mean the real thing, then why do I thrill so doggone much? And what is it that makes my head go round and round while my heart just stands still so much?
If I didn't care, would it be the same? Would my just your name, and would I be sure that this is love beyond compare? Would all this be true if I didn't care?
Da, 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 da.
Just when it seemed that heaven was not for me, bless you for building a new dream. Just when my old dream crumbled so helplessly, in that vine-covered chapel on the hill, your face was a hymn that lingers still. So bless you, my darling, my angel. Heaven is mine and life is divine with you.
Bless you, darling, for being an angel. Just when it seemed that heaven was not for me, bless you for building a new dream. Just when my old dream crumbled so helplessly,
in that vine-covered chapel on the hill, your face was a hymn that lingers still. So bless you, my darling, my angel. Heaven is mine and life is divine with
you. The Ink Spots. I think that's probably enough of the Ink Spots. They've dated a bit, haven't they? But as I said before, could you imagine if you struck up a band now and called them that? They'd be hell to pay, wouldn't they? Stan Getz, and the number's called El Cajon.
Thank you.
Starting to break up now, so yeah, we won't persevere with El Cajon, but it was. We'll just skip a few and try one called What Is This Thing Called Love?
Thank you.
Yeah, Stan Getz there with Kenny Barron on the piano, Rufus Reed on the bass, and Vic Lewis on the drums. What is this thing called love? Yeah, okay. That's us for the day. Hope you've enjoyed the show. A bit what's the word? I'm losing it these days. Yeah. But, don't forget our sponsor up on the hill, Sam the Grinch. But only too happy to see his listeners. Tell him you listen to the show. He likes to hear that. Old Zoot Sims will take us out with a few bars of If I'm Lucky. Take care in this weather, and with a bit of luck, we'll see you next week. And with a bit of luck, you'll still be out there listening.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.